Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, sound check, checking the sounds here. Here we go. Hold on just a second. That's not it. There we go. That's why I thought I needed to check the sound. Hold on.
Sound checkery.
Sound check.
Let's see what's going on there.
That's every bit as successful as a...
It's like plugging a guitar.
Ooh. Already better.
Man, that's good fidelity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful afternoon in the big city. Hopefully love is in the air, and I hope you had a fabulous VD. I know I did. Engelbert Humperdinck, after the lovin', oh, you want to wash up. Get yourself a towel.
So I send you to sleep.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Tom Jones hated him, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm real sorry that I didn't bring the right amount of flowers home. I guess I gave you some daisies, and all the other guys in the neighborhood were giving their wives roses. I'm so sorry about that. I hope you can forgive me. But I'll spend the rest of the year working my way back to you, babe, on WABA. I'll keep working my way back
to you. All right, hold on just a second. Sort of the, Washington's
winner. It's all the songs you've given me.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, what a disaster the Grammys were, huh? Some of the worst performances you will ever see. Sprinkle in a bit of technical problems, and you've got one of the worst telecasts in the history of the Grammys. But that's okay, because the good thing about the Grammys is that next year they're going to have a brand new one, and who knows what's going to happen then. I hope they have a new host, some new artists, some new winners, and most importantly, I hope they have some new sound men. Oh, yeah. A big salute and F you to the CBS Corporation.
You don't know how great of a
it's
DJ
so
thing.
Timely.
Such a great DJ thing, and you know it would be right after a PD meeting when he says, stay positive. Say, well, you know the good thing about the Grammys is there's going to be a new one next year. There's always yeah, next year to look forward to.
So technically I stayed positive, but I did it in my own negative way.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I did, Rob.
Uh-oh. Hey, man. Anybody got a fatty? Hi, this is Bob White. How's everybody doing? Smoke marijuana. That's my advice to each and every one of you. And now the Grateful Dead to sing for you. Let's
begin. Yes!
That's great, because you hate that song.
Don't know how you remember all
you're
these
gonna
posts.
You're going to anger that guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We love the Grateful Dead here.
They're wonderful.
Just going through an old soundboard that I had a bunch of stuff in.
I fancy mainly lesbian.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, yeah. Hey! Pretty good, Mac.
Hey. And tomorrow, we're kind of setting him up for the big arrival tomorrow.
Just that taking his
fantastic.
Time.
He's a good guy.
Mac. Very, there it is. Let me see what's in this other one. Hold on. Let me see here.
Oh, Mac wasn't playing Overwatch last night.
No, he sat it out.
He was missed.
Uh-oh. Oh, the Price is Right loser sting.
This is actually one of my favorites, Mike.
Knock on Fred's door.
I know what that is. That's a Hanna-Barbera sound effect.
Sounds like Aborigines.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
No?
Dummy.
That's
why are you yelling at me, Hanna-Barbera?
Why? Because I gave the fact? Mock me.
Oh, my Harley's in here. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's my old Harley.
Mike used to ride motorcycles.
That was so hard to recall. Do you remember?
Used to ride motorcycles.
I'm just telling the girls. I'm telling the girls.
Now I eat Nutella and look at a 3-year-old. There, that's my life now.
That's like a t-shirt. Somebody make that t-shirt mock-up, please.
Mike, do you remember recording your Harley? It was hard to do because we did it in your garage. I had to stand catty corner from it. It was tough.
I remember.
Loud.
It was
whose fault
a
that
sound
was.
Team.
Whose?
Obama.
That's right. Mm. That guy.
Miss him.
You and the rest of the country. Come back, please. Come back, please. We're in danger.
So he kind of grinds my gears when I see him on Instagram with him just loving life.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I know.
Yes. I'd be out of my mind right now.
You're pushing my face in it, Obama.
Oh, my God. He would have done that whoever won, too, if Hankels had won.
I get it. But please, less happy.
Malia, bring me something to drink with an umbrella in it.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance late at night when he's not tweeting?
Right.
Do you think, because they always talk about the fact that he's, our president, can never say I'm sorry. He can never do all these different things, that he's deluded in that way. Do you really think that late at night when he's sitting in bed, do you think he just goes, what have I done? Why am I subjecting myself? Or does he live? Here's my impression. I get the impression that the real Kool-Aid drinkers in the Trump administration. You got your Kellyanne Conway.
We're not getting
your
political
Steve
here,
Bannon,
are we, Mike?
You got your hey Oscar, get ready. Let the transition begin. So I will tell you that I think that the real Kool-Aid drinkers might just enjoy the conflict. I know that all the people in media that are on that team, the day after they won, you would think there would be like celebration and joy and stuff. What we dummy Democrats do, we celebrate and we have like big rallies and we say hope and change, and then the same crap happens for the next 4 years. But we don't stay angry. The people I listened to Rush and he stays angry.
See,
and I was thinking after the win, you'd have like maybe a day. No. I don't need a month. You'd think, but no, they still think that everybody's out to get him, which might be true, but they won. And I would more, a little bit of a
Mike. I would say this: more Nutella, less Rush. That's what I would say. And I never thought I'd tell you more Nutella in my life. In my life, I would ever say that to a friend that I want to survive for the next 20 years.
No, I listen purely out of curiosity.
But no, that,
I don't look, listen, I don't listen fun. To get ramped up. And I can't listen for long periods of time. I listen just to, because, it's down here. It's kind of all.
You don't go to one of those steak restaurants where they do the Rush lunch?
No.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Is it? I remember that when Rush was like a bunch really big deal in like 1992. I'm going to go to Morton's and listen to Rush.
Rush lunch fun. No, it's just the pissed offness is, and I guess it'll
well,
never
you know,
stop.
Well, you know there are people that above all love conflict and discord. A lot of them live in Northern California.
Yeah.
And that's what they crave. That's what they crave and what they love. So
I really hope that I don't know what to hope for. I have no idea. I'm so confused right now. I have no idea. At the same time, the one political side of me says, man, look at all this kind of chaos going on. But then I'm like, well, I don't want chaos if we've got Russian ships off the coast of New England and stuff like that. I don't want that to happen. It scares me. It's a scary world right now. Everybody would agree. It's a bit scary. It's a bit unsettled. Nobody knows what the hell's going to happen next.
The Russian ships got within 70 miles of Delaware. I say give them their scrapple and send them home. That's what they want. All they want is some good Delaware food.
Go out there with like pleasure boats, and say, hey. No, it's the wrong time of year, though. You can't go out there with people on in bikinis and stuff like that.
One of those big, pontoon flat boats with a blender on it?
You hear a lot about Russia nowadays. Let me just tell you one thing, and I think all Americans should hear my voice and relax when you know this about Russia. This is one thing I really know about Russia. They love more than any country in the world to get drunk.
Yes.
Right? True. They love drinking more than anybody loves drinking. So I really think it's going to be just fine. I think it's going to be just fine because they love doing their shots. Is this killing you, Oscar? Is this killing
yes,
me?
Yes, if I'm being honest, yes.
I don't give a shit if the metrics go down. I'm not saying anything controversial at all.
If
they go away, and by the way, the metrics will turn. That's what that will have, because I'll tell you something. If the world starts to go to hell, there's no way you can ignore the reality. This is slowly. Let me just make a point here. This is slowly easing out of. If I say something like this, I don't think it's the end of the world, because a lot of people are kind of feeling unsettled.
Mike,
right now,
okay? let me just add this.
If you post pictures online of a wrestling guru getting a certificate, then maybe. they'll go away. But I don't think they're going to go away with me.
Mike,
I, again, if
I can't make this any clearer to you, that it doesn't matter what we think. It matters if a business like ours can survive.
And if I can't survive, if I have to come in and not talk about the fact that the world is a scary place, then I don't wish to survive.
Well, I don't think you have to do that, but I think it's fun for us to come in and forget about the world being a scary place.
And sometimes we don't. And everybody is a little scared right now. Everybody's a little unsettled right now. If you're not,
I certainly am.
Then you're you know, I would say you're scared about what? Are you scared about what, this show, or is that a joke about that?
I'm scared.
You must be a little scared about the world. I mean, it's a scary place.
Mike, if I'm being honest, I stopped caring about the world and caring about this place. More and more and more and more as this past political presidential race came along, where I said, that's not my space. The only place I have control over and I can work hard at and I can affect change is here.
But if there's a nuclear war,
there's nothing I can do there, Mike, but there's nothing anyone can do. It's curtains. Actually, you're in a better place than we are because we're in D.C.
I wonder if a nuclear war,
when I go to Maine, it's even better. Yeah.
Yes, true enough. Yeah. A nuclear war.
Not actually, because Bangor is quite the, I think, Bangor has a lot of military activity.
Oh, but if a bomb went off at Bangor near that fireworks store, can you imagine? It would look beautiful.
Well, you remember what happened, was it in Mexico City, when they sold fireworks in the open-air market?
Old Mexico City.
That's at least once a quarter.
My.
Yeah.
No, but I
they rebuild really quick.
I don't think I'm being hyper partisan. I think everybody knows
you
my
should
politics,
listen back to this last segment.
Oh, yeah. Your lens is not, you know, your lens is cloudy. Your lens is cloudy because you come from
facts.
Oscar, let me give it back.
Data.
Oscar does another show. For those of you that might not have listened to it, he listens to the Big O and Duke show.
Yes.
And Chad Dukes, early on, attached to Donald Trump. Very early on. In the beginning, he did it on a lark. And he did it kind of lightheartedly. As the movement got traction, being the trendsetter that he is, he fused more onto it and he got more all in, and then decided that he wanted to do a political show after the election was won. And so the thing about it
and
is
I talked
that,
him off the ledge for the same reason I'm talking to you about this,
right?
Is that on Big O and Dukes, the same conversation we're having now, we have had the same conversation.
Well,
so my lens is in haze.
Must be
it's
very
the same
difficult.
On both sides.
It's well, that doesn't work that way. It ultimately doesn't. Ultimately, it actually, if things were to really hit the fan, you'd have to clear the lenses and make a choice.
But Mike, that's survival, and and for both shows, people go to both shows to escape.
I understand that.
They
but
don't
I think
come
it's,
to
oh,
talk
but it's,
about
oh, but
politics.
I think, but it's I. But I'm not talking about politics now.
What are you talking about?
I am talking about the world. I am talking about the world. The fact that the world is affected by our politics is something I didn't write that book.
Yeah,
we're not in an election anymore.
Raise your hand if your father just left the country and you don't know if he's going to come back into the country or not because he's on a visa and he's going to Bolivia. And that country doesn't have the best ties with the U.S.
This is such a coincidence. My father just did that.
Yes.
Can I be honest
My
with
father
you?
Just did
all
that.
Right. Every now and then.
I had to hug him tight. I don't know when I'm going to see you again, man.
But
don't
also,
know.
Imagine, look, it's hard sometimes to come in here and do what I do. When I watched the news last night, and I watched a woman that was in a church with her kids, and I was watching this because she didn't have whatever the visa thing, whatever's going on right now. And she couldn't, they're going to throw her out of the country and her children are here. And I was sitting there going, I tried to detach from that so long because I said, okay, it's really not as bad and it's going to be the bad guys and all this. And then I watch the news and I see this lady that is hiding out in a church and she's terrified.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I said to myself, I don't care about the politics. I don't care about the law. I don't care about any of it right now. I care about the fact that I just watched this movie, Lion, where there are these disenfranchised kids all over the world, and it made me so sad and angry that we have that's going on. I don't, you know, and here's the thing, and I've heard this since I was a baby DJ. I've heard this in school. You guys have heard it as well. We don't always follow along. When somebody says, "Hey, if I do it for you,
I'm going to have to do it for everybody. You know, the law is the law.
Mike,
if that was not an example of the law shouldn't be the law, I mean, just make an exception. For God's sake, let the lady write a piece of paper and let her stick around, just her, and go get the drug dealers. You know what I mean?
You feel bad. I'm an immigrant. I know what the process takes. I know how hard it is to go from a visa to a green card to being fully naturalized, right? I get that.
Right.
I've lived this.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, on my end,
and I hate it when people, and don't listen, by the way, there's going to be a small segment of people that'll give Oscar crap because he does this with me every time.
Right.
Oscar, I know Oscar's heart. I know where Oscar's heart is. And I don't want to read anything about the fact that, you know, Oscar doesn't come from another political viewpoint. Oscar comes from a viewpoint where the fact is, the people
business.
That disagree with me policy-wise, they go, oh God, I can't hear, because they don't want to hear it. Well, sometimes I have to vent. It's almost part of my DNA that I have to do. Maybe it's an Irish thing.
Mike, I want to be clear here. A, this has nothing to do with my politics, and I feel like this is the 10th time I'm clearing this up. B, this has everything to do with when Big O and Dukes was on
the radio, I know
and
that,
Don and Mike was on the radio.
Me. You don't need to tell
yes.
me that. I know this, but you know, maybe there's somebody out there.
Yeah, but the politics...
Maybe there's some listeners that'll disagree
Politics had nothing to do with what we did in our brand before, and they honestly, that's not what people come here for.
Well, I
including
think
myself!
Well, I totally agree with that, and sometimes it just...
I want to come here and make fun of people and make people laugh and
right.
make fun of ourselves.
And it can't happen every day. Sorry, it can't happen. And by the way, Stephen Colbert's having a lot of good times, too. Okay, he's having fun with his brand, too.
His brand is political!
it's gotten more political. And
it's always been political!
I know. And so, I mean...
Ours hasn't!
Well, you know, sometimes I'm <that's> Sometimes I love both of you guys, and sometimes it's just...
We gave you a show to do it on. You won't do that show.
I gave what?
Political Persuasions.
Oh, that's nobody listened to that.
I did.
Anyway, you know, five listeners? Yeah. Give Mike a show. That's like giving somebody a business card and saying, listen, we're having your salary, but here's a new business card with a great new title. Don't pull that crap on me. The fact is, but I'm also not doing my team is better than your team. I'm not. I don't think any of them right now know what's going on. What I know is that there are a lot of people in this country that are scared. And I'm scared for them. And that's why, you know, when I watch the movie that I watched the other night, Lion, you just see how many people, man, I mean, we got to care about each other. We just got to care about each
Mike,
other. Ultimately, we do. I include Orange Hair in the White House, too. And I, you know, just because he's that guy, you know, every single day he's dealing with crap. Yeah, some of it's self-inflicted. I just think I would love to have more of a love fest in general. And it just seems like, you know, we're just tearing each other apart and it's getting worse and I can't stand it. I know that I'm supposed to come in here and be happy, happy, joy, but there is a national stress point right now. There is a national feeling of stress that is like nothing I've ever seen. And if that's an outrageous statement that's going to chase people away, then the people I'm chasing away, you know, don't understand what I'm
saying. I think you're looking at it to like A and B. It's not A and B. My logic is, and maybe this will clear it.
How is A and B saying that it's a national feeling of stress that
people
are stressed out?
No, I'm saying, Mike, my point is people don't, and this is my... This is my perspective, right? And I could be wrong, and I'm open to this. And Rob, please feel free to weigh in.
Okay.
That.
Good luck with that.
When people come to listen to this show,
you didn't even answer that. You didn't even.
Well,
say
I think it's nice. I think it's nice. I think it's nice when
you
offer
nothing.
Good luck. I think it's nice. That's a cheerful opportunity.
When people come to listen to this show, they don't want to be reminded how scared they are and how horrible things are. I don't think people try
and
to
I don't,
for that.
And 99% of the time, I don't. And sometimes I do. And you know what? One of the things that will tank somebody like me is if I'm completely dishonest with my audience. And sometimes when I come in here, I have to at least reference the feeling of the day. I won't even say the news story of the day. I will say the feeling of the day. I cannot exist if I don't do that. Have I gone full every day. No, that's horrible. By the way, I am all in on that theory, that that is horrible. But the both sides, if you listen to that every day, it's soul crushing and it's soul sucking. So what I just say is sometimes, no, there are a few people out there that want me to do this. And I will tell you, I understand what Oscar says about coming in and being happy, happy joy. But Oscar, one of the things I think that pushes them away too is I don't need to take from you every time I bring it up, because I think that makes it very negative. I'm actually trying to keep it light, but you are so, hold on. I want to make my point.
Oh, now it's my fault.
But there's culpability on your part there. And the fact is that you are so caught in between because you work with two guys that have completely different feelings about this. And you say to them both, I don't want you to talk about it.
First of all, I don't ever tell either you or Chad what they should talk about.
I know.
I say, this is how it affects our overall product.
You give me information on that. I am saying, though, because of that, right now, this has gone on for 20 minutes when it probably would have been 6 minutes. Because I know you like to stand up and say, don't do this, don't do this. And then you get me all ramped up because there I start to explain myself.
Do you think I hate this.
You don't hate it as much as I do.
Wow, boys. I got news for you. You know what? Really, read a history book. If the really hits the fan, and people like me just go, ha, 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 you know, it's like being a, what's that Jerry Lewis movie, okay? The clown cried.
Oh, the day the clown cried, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and play a violin as things are going to hell in a handbasket. I'm going to be funny most of the time. But I'm also very aware of the fact that that could flip. If things are really bad, everybody, I think it's got to be all hands on deck if stuff. And also, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to be able to hopefully right the ship and everything will be, maybe not the way certain people like it, but at least it'll be, there'll be some normalcy. Right now, it's a little freaky. And that's why
I understand, but also let me say this, is that I agree with Oscar, the fact that this show is an escape, and it's escape not just for the listeners, but I think it's an escape for us. But I also dig the fact that you need part of your escape is to sometimes to vent. And it's your show, and it's not our place to tell you what to say.
It is your show at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it is. But it's more fun.
Oscar, you know at the core that I agree with you, right? We've had those discussions. I agree with. That's why this is one out of 30 shows, right?
Yeah, Mike, this once a month is soul crushing to me. It is so tough on me. I haven't talked about this on there. I lost two friends. They lost two friends because of the new administration. They were government appointed. They left. They are gone, right? Mm-hmm. They are gone. So living in this city, I know it's not the happiest place to be. We live in the nation's capital. People feel it. Like, I live it every day. Malaise walking your car. It's a malaise walking from here to there. And this is like this.
There's tension.
Is the place where I'm like, yes,
I know.
I get to get away. I get to laugh with my friends. I get to make fun of Mac. Hear about Mike's son. Like, this is fun.
And if you want to get to the bottom of it,
I just can't come in here and do it. It just overwhelms me a little bit. And
which is fair because you're human.
I wasn't blaming you for it. What I was saying is when you have to say, hey, watch out. Then I feel like I have to explain myself. And when I have to explain myself, this turns into 25 minutes of doing. This
I think this is
thing.
An honest, solid conversation, and it doesn't make you a bad guy or me a bad
guy.
Okay,
then let me wrap it up by saying this. I will say. I completely agree with what Oscar and Rob have said about this is where you come to escape. And God bless you for doing that. And God bless you for allowing me to do this show for as many years as I have. And ultimately, I agree with both of them when they say, not only is it good for the listeners, it is good for us. When we come in and we've had a day where we laugh and where we chuckle and when we have our moments, even when we have our fights, our great fights, but it's an escape for you, and I understand that. And when I go down a current events highway like this, sometimes that makes people frustrated, and they want to drift away, and they want to go away. And they, thank God, a lot of them come back, and I'm glad for that. But the thing is, it is, I have to communicate to you, the listener, that for me, for Mike O'Mara, I'm not speaking for anybody else, for me, it's sometimes hard to do. It's sometimes very hard to do because I care and I'm not an expert and I'm not a policy wonk and I'm not somebody. But the only thing I've done for my entire life is I care. I care about everything, almost too much. I would, I think that I might have said to my wife in the last couple of weeks, I said, I wish I didn't give a rat's ass about anything. I wish I was so low-key about everything. I wish I was low-key about the guy that cuts me off in traffic. I wish I was low-key about that. It's not in my DNA. Maybe it's because maybe it's why I end up doing what I do and why I'm good at it. But the fact is, I care, and sometimes it's really hard. And today coming in here was really hard simply because of what I saw in the news last night. Because I just want to, I could do, you know, 2 hours just waving a flag and saying, hey, please get with the program. But I'm not going to do that. We are going to be silly. We're gonna have the fun we do. But sometimes... I worry for everybody. And that is not saying that one team or another is going to get the job done. I worry for me, for you, for everybody. So sometimes I can't control myself. Sometimes I come in here and I have to say what I said. And
I think that's what makes you great, Mike. And I don't think that, I think anybody that heard that really knows that. That's why they come to the show. That's why they love the program.
And I
right?
think they, and you know what? I'm glad you said it, but I think most people that have listened to this show for any length of time, they already knew that about you. You do wear your heart on your sleeve and you do care and you are genuine. And that is one of the greatest things about this show. It's a real show with real people.
Yeah. So that's it. And, you know, just say a prayer that things get back on track, no matter who's driving the car. I want to see I want to see life get better. I want to see people get happier. And
I don't want you driving the car.
Mm-mm. No.
No, you're all worked up. You're going to be driving too fast.
Right into the Jersey wall.
Are you all right? All right. I mean, you know, who's more stressed, you or me? I mean,
This is, Mike, this is part of you know, this is what sucks about my job is that you have to be both, you know, businessman and you have to be talent.
Right.
And there are days that, like, I hate this. This is nuts. Like,
I don't think this honest discussion about the powers that be. I know the prime directive, and I have tried to maintain it. But at the same time, sometimes I just can't. I can't help myself. I come in here, and I have to make some jokes, and the jokes lead into a serious statement, and that's it. So. That's it. We've gone on too much about it.
All right.
Anyway.
An honest conversation, at least.
Do not give me the metrics from this show.
I'm not even looking at the numbers anymore.
He hates the metric system.
Only if they came up through the roof. And they shot up through the roof.
Let's
see 10 years of data.
We got birthdays.
We have birthdays.
The letters. The letters will do it.
My safe buddy.
Are you being sarcastic about that, or are you being serious about
that? No, he's being sarcastic.
That's birthdays.
What? Are you saying the birthdays?
People don't like the Wednesdays.
Birthdays affect the bait, you bastard. If you start that
with me today. People
don't
like the Wednesdays birthday.
You know what's great is over the past 2 months, people have talked about how Pony is so brilliant at choosing his moments and his wonderful one-liners. He just undid all of that. You so totally stepped in
it. The mailbag they either hate or love. That's very polarizing as well.
It is polarizing. It's an A or B thing, as Oscar would say.
Well, that's good. How about an edit, you know? Them and you, Pony. Let's start.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lou, I don't want to go in there. What if the psychiatrist tells me I'm crazy?
Relax, Ted, you're not crazy.
I don't know how I can be sure about that. I've had some pretty strange dreams lately. Especially this one dream I keep getting all the time. Standing on the corner. Suddenly somebody taps me on my shoulder and I turn around and there's a kangaroo standing there. The kangaroo says, hello, what's your name? And I say, I'm Ted Baxter, the Anchorman. The kangaroo says, well, you can't be Ted Baxter, the Anchorman. I'm Ted Baxter, the Anchorman. Then we start to argue and the crowd gathers, some people, some kangaroos, and one duck. I never figured out what that duck was doing there. Anyway, finally, the kangaroo says, I can prove who I am. And he reaches into his little pocket. You know, they have those little pockets. Pulls out this business card. You know what the business card says?
What?
Says Ted Baxter ain't coming. So I reach into my pocket, I pull out my card. And you know what that card says, Lou?
What?
Bucky the Kangaroo. And everybody starts to laugh. People, the kangaroos. Except that duck. He just waddles over to me. Looks up into my eyes. And disgraces himself on my shoe. I've never told another living soul that dream, Lou. And I only told you because I know I can trust you.
Ted, you did the right thing. So did the duck.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Blue Apron. I love telling you about Blue Apron because I love eating Blue Apron, and we get it right here at the O'Mara household, and we get it every single week. And it's delicious, and it lets you cook your own food without doing the hassle thing of going to the grocery store and having to pick out, you know, more ingredients than you really need and getting the right seasonings. Everything is pre-portioned in a Blue Apron box. The protein, the produce, the seasoning, they put instructions in there. You know how to make your food. It's less than 10 bucks a meal. It takes less than 40 minutes to make. It's all there for you, but it's real food, and it's wonderful food, too. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease. You can't beat Blue Apron. It's simple logic. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make better meals. This month, you could be eating cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, roasted pork with apple walnut and farro salad, crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad, or udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. Wow! Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Okay, so we got that out of our
system. It's off our chest, Mike.
Yes.
We had to talk about it.
And I'm sorry about your friends, and I'm sorry if you really feel that way about your dad. That sucks. That's a true
dragon.
Yeah,
my dad didn't feel that way. He was like, oh, I don't have to come back. It was so
That's
weird.
True.
It was so
That's
weird.
True.
I was like, all right, Dad, big hug. Like, hugged him tight. And I was like, I'm sure this will all work out. Because, you know, for some context, he worked for the Pan American Health Organization. So he's got.
It's not, I should point out that what Oscar's talking about is not an illegal immigrant situation.
No.
It's a visa situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. But he's got like an international organization visa that has to be re-upped, right? Regardless, as an immigrant, you got to think. Is the next time I'm going to see you, you know, when you get to Bolivia. Now, yeah, I was concerned about it.
Everybody thinks about that. I think about that. I think people that get on a cruise ship, you know, Carlos said to me, ever since they opened the door to Havana, she's like, hey, I want to go. I'm like,
do you want to spend the rest of your life there?
I just want to wait.
Different perspective when you come from a country that just doesn't have the best ties with the U.S. because it's their fault.
Well, I know you're worried, but your dad's okay because there's always that other family.
My dad was so happy. He's like, don't worry about it. The way you know,
see you later. I'll see you in a year and a half. I'll see you in 3.5 years. Take care. Enjoy yourself.
It was
weird,
but funny. Yeah.
Does he expect to be back for the wedding?
Yeah, we'll see what that happens there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a family wedding, or they're going to elope. We heard that.
This yesterday. Could happen.
Yes.
This could happen.
I'd love to hear more.
My girl is so fiscally
fit.
Like,
have you seen her? Her body, she is so fiscally fit.
Oh, I see that flexibility.
Well, she's so responsible now that what was a big wedding turned into a family wedding now is turned into elope. And I said, we could elope to the courthouse and just get this over with. And she said, no, she wanted to do something romantic. I said, look, you plan it out. I got my hands full with the business and
Does
life.
Does D.C. do blood tests? Do you have to do a blood test to get married in D.C.?
I don't know enough about blood tests. I know that I go every year and I get all
that taken care of. Not because of
that. I
have
health insurance.
I'm talking about the fact that there are still some states where you have to get a blood test in order to get married because they want to prove you don't have the clap.
Oh, really?
That's how modern it is.
Hey, we're going to have a VD story in the news you may not need today, too.
Mike, VD is for everyone.
VD is for everybody. Hey, enough of this flapping our gums. You wanted the stellar mailbag. Pony, I'm really pissed about it. You know that thing we talked about, Oscar? You did talk to me about that in 6 months.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's cool. Let's start the mailbag.
was sort of a heavy tease.
Mike, we've always said the mailbag was polarizing.
Matt.
Because when we went from Wednesday to Thursday, we thought that was going to work out.
Yes.
Todd hates the mailbag.
Oh, well, then let's cancel it.
No, that's why I said even more reason to continue.
Well, I will say this about the mailbag. I think
I love the mailbag.
I do too.
But I would like people to. I'd like more just regular generic letters.
Less They're birthday,
all
more
now.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd love it to have.
They?
You know, feel free. We say birthday requests and just random letters. So that would be.
You know, we used to request a lot
what
on the radio.
Show is this? I don't want this crap because Pony flapped his gums.
No,
negative Nelly.
No, he's
We're
no.
not getting the goddamn sound no. right,
Mike.
Okay?
He is. Pony is becoming the scapegoat of this. This is from the beginning.
Pony's
the one
that said, and the mailbag.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks, Schlepprock.
That was sarcastic, right? That
no,
was snarky sarcasm.
It was.
It was, but he was pivoting at us to start the show. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Right. The sword.
All right.
Yeah. Here's you know what it's like? It's like fighting a fire with dynamite. It's not awfully good idea.
Pony, we both jumped off the cliff.
Don't worry about the, hey, don't be mad at the culprit. Be mad at the guy that leaked the story. Anyway, here we go. Ready? Hello, boys. Guess what? LTP Sunday is now a thing in my house. LTP?
Do you remember?
Oh, little tiny pants.
Yes!
I serve my little... This is a great letter. Pony, this is a great letter.
Yeah, Pony, it. Go f*** yourself.
Pony, you're being a solid guy about this.
Pony so wishes Mac was here today.
Why are you being such
Pony,
a dick
if
today,
you really
Pony.
Think that you did not mean it to be snarky when you said that, I'm ready to hear that. I'm getting the feeling that perhaps I pounced too quickly, but my first question was he being sarcastic? And Oscar said, yes, you were. So that's
yes,
kind of what I base my
you
opinion
are.
On.
Your entire life is built on gin and sarcasm.
It's also his delivery.
Yeah, I think it was more the delivery. Yeah. What I was trying to say is, hey, we've still got birthdays. This
yeah,
is going to be a
I
great show.
And then I mentioned that the mailbag is polarizing because that's what people tell me.
But the
numbers look great on the mailbag days. They look
they do?
Awesome, yes.
Well, then why are we even having this discussion then?
Because Pony snarked it.
I'm telling the truth. Thursday and Wednesday with mailbag days, solid download days.
No, no, the mailbag, the problem over the mailbag has always, in my opinion, been shtick. People
no,
love to,
no,
to
they
have
actually,
little discussions about
like,
it.
Like, genuinely, when you have a request and you do what you do so well, people love that.
Well, then that's fun. Then why did we even have this? Because
yeah,
it's,
Pony.
It's a weird show. So this gentleman says, I serve my little Ass. Tiny pancakes with extra butter, of course. I can't imagine I'm the only one that couldn't stop thinking about LTPs after that call. I woke up on a mission this morning and ended up about 30 blueberry LTPs for the family with about 30 LTPs. Everyone loved them. Be sure to thank the nice drunk lady for me.
Little tiny pancakes.
A little tiny pancakes.
Best regards, Andrew. And did Andrew include the picture of
he
the
did.
Little tiny pancakes?
He did. Aren't pancakes? They beautiful? Oscar, would you like to see?
Yes, please.
Look at that. Those are not sliced bananas.
Aww.
Those are huge hunks of butter. I think he might have overdone the butter.
Rob, he like put... What kind of butter cuts open
little
like that?
Silver dollars.
Let me see. I think what
like
you've got
massive,
here.
Massive like slab of butter.
You see, you
margin?
Know what it could be for butter is butter. Sometimes you can buy butter by the pound, which actually has
Good.
Four quarters
Who
together.
Knows that?
Oh, Andrew. Anyone that gets out of the house.
Okay, moving right along. Hey, guys, I'm a longtime listener, and I was trying to explain the Scott Shannon lifesaver bit to my wife, but realized I have no recollection as to how the bit came to be. Is there a backstory or explanation as to how our favorite round candy commercial got its start? I'll hang up and listen. All the best, Scott Spindler, Mars, Pennsylvania. Scott, the bit started because we were in New York, and we were listening to Scott Shannon, and Scott would do a lifesaver commercial, and he would do Wintergreen peppermint and traditional five.
But there is a little more fabric to this story.
All right.
Because it happened right after 9/11. And as you recall, and I think this was nationwide, right after 9/11, radio stations, television stations stopped airing commercials. They just went all programming, all news for a couple days. And so when we were listening to WPLJ in the morning when it was Scott and Todd, and why are they all named Scott or Todd?
Scott and Todd Pettengill.
Exactly. They were doing a rather low-key presentation to gauge the mood of the nation.
Right.
And the first day they brought back commercials, this is an actual segue.
They weren't syndicated, were they?
No. But they were still, I think, yeah, they were gauging the mood of the city.
Right.
And the first day they brought back commercials, I was listening to them in the morning, but they were still being low-key. And it went, it's 7 minutes after the hour here at WPLJ, and we'll be right back with more coverage of our 9/11 coverage and the mood of the city. And we're back after this. And the commercial they went to was, hi, do you like Lifesavers? They come in three flavors. And they could, it was so jarring.
Jerks.
Yeah, it was jarring.
I'm trying
jarring.
To remember, since this is the all depression show, when we did the 9/11 broadcast in New York, which
yes.
We were on for 3 or 4 days after 9/11, the first day, if I remember, was shock. Everybody was literally in shock. The second day was, I think it was the second day that was sadness and remorse, and then the third day is when the anger arrived in New York. And believe me,
that sounds
there's
about
no
right.
anger. There's no anger like New York anger. And
they know how to do
it. That's my memory. And we were on, what, 7 or 8 hours the first day, 7 or 8 hours?
We took over the morning show and went on until afternoon drive that day. Yeah, it was striking.
Give anything to not have had to do that show. Moving right along, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all, I've been a listener and a bonus show subscriber for many years. I look forward to the hour of ball busting and laughing every day. Well, sorry about today.
Solid day. Have your letter read.
Sorry about that.
Pony agrees with you, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, today is my 55th birthday. Also, just had a knee replaced, so Mike, I feel your pain and then some regarding your hip replacement. If possible, I would love to hear an out-of-breath Wayne Newton wish me a happy birthday. Cheers, Doug Meyer.
Let's
spin the wheel, see what happens
Doug
here.
Doug Meyer.
Okay. Casa de Shenandoah, Casa de Shenandoah, Casa de
Big win!
All right.
May I? Is there a chance that I could say a couple of words to Mike based
yes,
on his
of course.
Show opening? All right. Listen, I know you think you fancy yourself an ombudsman of some kind, but you're a pinko commie bastard, and I don't care for what you have to say. And when you tackle the United States of America and talk about being scared, maybe you Irish bastard are scared.
Oh.
I feel tremendous optimism.
Wait,
that's it. Yeah.
Why are you out of breath?
I just came in from Casa de Shenandoah.
You ran?
It's a long walk.
Yes.
Out by the airport.
I invite all of your listeners to join me at my show in Branson. Coming up soon, I hope you get a chance into our wonderful, what's his name here? Oh, Doug Meyer.
Doug Meyer.
Doug Meyer. I hope you have a fantastic birthday.
He's the
and
best.
And congratulations on your knee replacement. Okay, and O'Mara, F you.
Wow.
So out of breath.
I didn't feel like I deserved that. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I don't want to irritate Mike with a long letter, so I've bullet-pointed my message.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Smart.
How thoughtful is
good
that?
Man.
Smart.
Good man.
Here are the bullet points. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Bullet point number 1, thanks for the funny. Been listening since 97. Number 2, my birthday was yesterday. No need for the song. I'm entering the second year of my F it 40s.
Perfect.
Number 3, I found out a week before my birthday that I will soon be losing my job of 10 years. As a driver for the Kellogg Company, all distribution centers in the U.S. are being shut down. Corporate greed, big cereal. That sucks.
Big cereal.
Yeah.
God, I would think that like cereal would never go out of style.
K-E-double-L.
Well, it's not going out of style,
Kellogg,
Mike. It's just the way that they're delivering their supply chain.
Well, what are they doing it on the internet now?
What are they putting the raisins in with robots? Is that what they're doing?
Either they switch companies or they're using rail. Who knows?
I downloaded some cornflakes.
You are such a... Thank you for covering Kellogg's ass. I'm glad we had someone to speak for them.
You know,
not the guy of 10 years
Mike,
is losing
no,
his job. Well, they're probably replacing them with some larger trucks or so. Shifting.
Mike, you're attacking me, and all I was saying is that Cereal's still popular. It has nothing to do with the guy and his company. It just sucks.
Hey, you know who I blame? Big Milk.
Yep. Sogging it up.
Yep.
Well, I attacked you because it was fun. Can you offer advice regarding the use of my severance package? Yes. Yeah. I would go to one of the local Indian establishments that are in every country, in every state, rather, and knock yourself out. See if you can hit the mother load. And thanks for helping
hookers.
Me. Hookers. Yeah, go for it. Thanks for helping me stay alert on my early delivery days. That's I'm sorry That's after sweet. 10 years you're losing that job. I love the show, guys. Keep bringing the funny. Sincerely, Randy Revet. Revet.
Revit. Revit.
That's what I, on your last day, Revit.
Yeah.
Like Revit. Back it up into the distribution center and get those carbon monoxide fumes all over the cornflake.
Go dump Lucky Charms into the river.
Yeah.
I wonder Lucky if you Charms get free cereal Kellogg? On that job.
Is Lucky Charms Kellogg?
No, you know what? I think it's Big G. I stand
General Mills?
I stand
General
corrected.
Mills. Kellogg would be Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Corn Flakes, of course.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. And Dave Kellogg, of course, great disc jockey.
Eggo waffles?
Jesus Christ. Dave Kellogg. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony Boy. She's just a merry-go-round in his brain. I am writing on behalf of my youngest son, Garrett Jackson. He is turning 11 tomorrow, and I have been trying to get him interested in the show, but alas, no luck so far. Well, you know, the show's getting tired.
Yeah. Make sure he doesn't listen on Letter Day.
Yes, could you please... put a, you know, God, did you hear that show where they did like the mailbag right after like, the political rant?
Daggers!
Could you please put a shiny Susan B. Anthony coin into the Wheel of Fortune Mimic-O-Matic in hopes that Mike as Rob could convince him to listen? Yours in Christ and loyal listener, Brian Jackson. P.S. Rob, please excuse my grammar, and I hope that Mac recovers from his concussion soon. Let's spin the wheel and see what happens here. Here we go. Brian Jackson, after that beginning. No. No. No.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I played with a listener. Oh, God, this sounds horrible. We were playing Overwatch last night, Mike, of the guys. And then a little kid voice got on. And someone within the group said, "Is that a kid?" Because we play with all adults. And he goes, "Yeah, my dad listens to the Mike O'Mara show." And he's playing under his handle with his headset on. And then his dad, I guess.
Feels so dirty.
Yeah, his dad comes in. He goes, "I'm playing with Oscar Santana from the Mike O'Mara show."
And did dad hop on at all? Or did
dad
he just
was like, "That's so
there.
Cool." He's probably like paying the taxes. And
you are so addicted to that. I gotta at least find out what that game's all about. That sounds
fun.
Like
it's fun, it's but then amazing. The kid was good, so we let him play with us.
All right.
was our little intern friend along
no,
for the ride last night?
He is MIA, Mike.
Mm. Oh, boy. You think he'll be coming in tomorrow?
If it's depends on his mom.
Anyway. Depends on the mix of the meds, Mike.
Okay. Hope he comes in for his... Spotlight segment. Hi, guys, and intern Ashley and Maddie. Don't forget Maddie. Thank you. It's been a big year in our house. Last April, we had a baby girl who you welcomed as your new youngest listener. She even got a beautiful Lost My Name book for Christmas. My husband, Jay, has been an awesome new dad, so I couldn't let his birthday pass without writing to our TMOS family. This Sunday, Jay leaves his douchebag 30s and enters his falling apart 40s. He got a jump start on that with an endoscopy, gallbladder, sonogram, blood work and assorted other tests over the last couple of weeks. Diagnosis: fatty liver.
Hey, I've got that.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a disease befitting a true TMOS fan to me. His doc says he has to start keeping it tight. Happy birthday, Jay. Thanks for always making me laugh. And thanks to you guys for bringing us a little joy every day and twice on Friday. Sincerely, Kelly Farmer.
Hey, do you That's think she sweet. Ever heads down to the beach, Mike?
Kelly Farmer might get a chance. I like your post yesterday.
Thank you.
Kelly Farmer, perhaps you go down and grab some for this. Moving right along. My boys. On Saturday the 18th, I'll be hitting the big 5-0 as a P1 from way back. I can't think of a better way to celebrate than to hit a progressive on the rotating wheel of funny for a brief visit from Uncle Cartoon. I don't want to make Mike strain himself too much. Pick the wrong day for that,
pal. He's going to say good day for it.
Thank you all for the daily respite from the gloom. Now I have to click the shopping cart and get myself a little something-something. Yours in Antichrist from the land of Cleve, J. Michael Harris.
Do you think he should just hold on to his coin for next time?
Yes,
seems a shame.
Hold on to the coin for next time.
Seems a shame.
Migraine today. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. On February 9, I turned to score in 15.
So 20.
Love the letter
35?
Right away.
Is that
really
35?
Love the letter.
Is it
love
10?
The Abe Lincoln right out of the bat. Really love it. That's 55 in people years. And since my wife of 30 years rolls her eyes at me when she finds me listening to TMOS, I'm left to plead for my own birthday greeting. Mike, you and the boys continue to do the Lord's work, and I can't imagine a road trip, a gym visit, or climbing a mountain of paperwork without you guys to keep me going. Keep up the great work, and don't get happy, S.A.D. And F you, Rob. Carl Cox in Soggy, Northern California.
Yeah, NorCal.
Keep living up to your name, Carl.
There you go.
Double nickels.
And I hold in my hand the last letter.
Yay!
Woo! Time to towel off.
May a camel with fleas visit your bedroom tonight.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, greetings from Mobile, Alabama, the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the United States. My son Logan's 7th birthday is this Sunday, and every afternoon he enjoys yelling, "Daddy, when is the Mike O'Mara show going to be over?" as we drive to... is there something in the air today? Jesus Christ. As a treat for Logan, I'd like to ask if you would... Dale Roberts, that's all. Start the show, Rob. Thank you very much. Jesus.
Not even going to get to it. Dale, Rob.
We're going to commercial. Okay. We're going to commercial. We're going to commercial.
It's commercial
we're
time.
We're going to commercial.
Take your
we're
time, Rob.
You tricked me, Mike. You tricked me. We're going to commercial. You
we're
bet we are.
There we go.
Fatty liver.
We'll be right back with more of the... Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Get her done. Let me see what this letter was. See if it was actually any good.
It wasn't really.
It wasn't?
No. He wanted us to make fart sounds.
Oh. A go-to.
So he wanted us to do it for his 7-year-old?
Yeah.
Get him early, Mike. Get him early.
You know, it's the universal language of comedy.
It is. It is.
What's his name here? Logan?
Logan.
Logan Roberts. Logan Roberts. Hold on, I want to get to the next one. All right. Logan Roberts? How are you, Logan? I hope you're going to have a great 7th birthday and enjoy yourself. Thank you very much, Logan Roberts. There we are.
I think you made a little boy very happy.
He's fist That's pumping good. In the car right now.
That is good. So, yeah, so what is the... I want to discuss it before we bring him in tomorrow because I actually don't want to...
Hurt him. We don't
want to
hurt anyone.
Out and hurt
we don't
his
want to
feelings.
Hurt anyone.
If it's not funny Except and he ourselves. Doesn't get the joke, I don't want to do it. I'm not about
when
that.
When has he ever gotten the joke?
Well, no, he's gotten it.
Yes.
Jeez. What, are you backing him up?
No, yeah. No. Mac has never gotten the joke. No, no. He hasn't.
Okay.
And
he
I have
get the
I have a text
but I mean,
message.
I don't want to pick on him.
We're not picking on him, but I'll let you decide, Mike. It's your show.
God,
all right.
This is terrible. I don't want to be like, you know, he's the guy that's, in a bad mood.
No, he's getting a lot of run. It can all be positive, Mike.
Yeah.
All
right. You know what? We have improved him as a human.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so just for context, if you're new to the show, Mac is unfortunately the number one seed as far as the interns are concerned right now.
He's generated a tremendous amount of material.
Maddie and Ashley are fighting their way back to the mountaintop.
Yes.
Right.
But right now, Mac, content-wise, he is a juggernaut, right? And his star is on the rise.
And Rob Ford's in the Hall of Fame, so he's no longer eligible for competition.
And by the way, H-O-F. I think that's the case because Mac is so unusual that we dwell on him, and we really don't. I don't think we give, like, Maddie and Ashley enough airtime.
No.
I think we should do that, and I plan to do that, and maybe we can do that on today's show.
It could be possible. Absolutely.
Sure.
But Mac, not because he's just an intern on the program, but we online game together at night on this game called Overwatch, which is something you don't have to get into, but it's super nerdy, but fun for me, right? It's a PC game. I get a chance to play with him with an open mic headset, much like we're talking here. Mm-hmm. And just 3 days ago, Mac and I were playing with Todd Moore from the Tech 411, and you know him from the show as well, and TM Soft. That was
birthdays.
So cruel. And he
I hate TM Soft.
He said, "All right, guys, I only have a few games in me," something like that. I'm like, "All right." So he's playing. We're playing this game.
This is the music from
yes,
the game.
This is the music from the. Thank you, Rob.
I gathered that.
And then all of a sudden, we hear Mac yelling at his mother.
And like she wanted him to stop and
something
he wanted
happened.
To stay
you
on
hear
the,
like online. This is what you hear. Not right now. Not right now. Mom. Mom. Mom!
Oh, wow.
And then yelling commences.
Okay.
And you've got five other adults on the line.
Right.
And we just said, hey, and someone was an adult about it instead of like, ah, just mocking him. We said, hey, man.
Is everything all right?
Is everything okay? He goes, yeah. And then he continues to start yelling, right? Mm-hmm. And then he comes back and he says, I got to go, guys. Click, I'm out. Like, so he force quits, right? He force quits us. He leaves.
Right.
So I write Mac. I said, hey, Mac, heads up. Like, when are you coming in next? I said, we just, you know, kind of want to dive into what happened with your mom last night online.
Right.
And he writes, and this is when you know Mac is upset. And if you ever text me, you're always in danger of me reading your text.
Sure.
So this is it was the public domain. How the hell did you hear that?
Ooh.
That's what I get from Mac.
That's like shock jockery from
him.
Yeah,
it's intense.
Yeah, because he doesn't like to curse. And I said, you left your mic on, bro. And he says,
bro.
The whole time, question mark.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I said, I was crying, emoji crying. We've all been there, right? I'm trying.
Right, right.
And I'm taking notes, mind you, and they're on my desk right now of what he was talking about with his mom.
Oh, so there was a big deal. And that, yes.
There's a big to-do, right? And he plays, we asked him where he plays his video games because we always think that he's in like a corner somewhere.
Or
some
a dungeon.
Cave, a dungeon. Yeah. He
or
plays
in his bedroom.
He plays in the game room. They have like a den, all right? So he's okay. Probably playing there with his parents like a little kid.
Because, Mike, as you know, Mac lives on the set of the Brady Bunch. I'll be in the den.
So where did it end with him?
So he says, how the F did that happen? I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we will nicely ask him if he wants to tomorrow, if he comes in.
Yeah.
Do you think you need to text him in advance
no,
that I'd like to?
I said, don't worry about it, Mike. Will probably forget. You haven't. So they have to scratch
I've
that.
I've been thinking about it like every day.
Yes. It's all that's keeping you alive.
It's keeping me together in this scary time we live in. We are up on another break. We got to
so
take late. A break.
So tomorrow we will find out what the real story
and
is.
And you can make him this promise. Yeah. I will not mute his mic.
Please.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to talk to Ashley and Maddie and just see how they're doing. That's all.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It'll be a quickie break when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
It's an interesting promo.
Isn't it?
I hear that. It's just, okay.
The message sounds is like confused, isn't it?
It's a dark room. That comes from a dark room. That
promo. Might come from Max Den.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. I love Lyft, and if you tried Lyft, you'll love it too. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes, on demand, 24/7, for less than the cost of a cab. Download the app, request a driver, and they show up an average of 3.5 minutes later. Now, that is fast. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. Plus, Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around, so no filthy cars driven by creepy dudes. And Lyft lets you tip within the app. That makes for happier drivers. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from the passenger. It's just a better all-around experience. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter the promo code TMOS. All you have to do is download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code, and that's TMOS, and we thank you for that, and please support Lyft. Now, Lyft is growing, but I got to find out if they're in the Fort Myers area. I'll be using them next Tuesday, so I'm excited about that.
Tuesday.
Because Mrs. O'Mara is going to be out of town, and, well, I'm having a little procedure where they got to kind of dope me up a little bit.
Mm. Oh.
They got to Benadryl me up to put the dye in my chest to see if I still have any of the blood clot that's left in there. So
that should be expect year. Good. Well, no, you expect good news from that because you feel good.
Oh yes, Rob. Yes, of course. Good news. I always do when it
I
comes
know you
to
do
because
you are Johnny Optimism.
Yes, absolutely good news. Let's talk to Maddie and Ashley and find out how it's going. First of all, Ashley, how are things in the world of Ashley?
Oh, things are great. I just got I worked on Valentine's Day. I'm a waitress, so I worked until 3 a.m. And that was actually really amazing.
Was it a high tipping evening, hopefully?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, people
suck.
That's
the worst. People do suck.
Everybody spends all their money on their date. They want to have fun with their date, and then they just kind of forget about
what's
it.
What's considered a good tip these days in the restaurant industry?
Can I put it in this framework, Oscar? So your average, let's give you your average check total and what your average tip would be.
My average check is about $50 a head, and my average...
So that's $100 for a couple.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. So, and I would and think then that that would 20%. Be $20 for a tip, so you get $120.
They're not even leaving you the $20?
Oh, no. I get lucky if I get 10 sometimes.
Oh, my God. Are you a horrible waitress?
I don't think so. Everyone likes to be like, oh, my God, you're so amazing.
Okay,
thank
great.
You so much.
I say that when I under tip, too.
Do you under tip regularly?
No, I'm a pretty good tipper. I usually go about 25.
I've always had the fear of public exposure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is the worst.
I tip even when I get
the
bad
worst.
I remember, when we used to breakfast together in New York City, and you would go up to the station and leave your card so I could, and you would say, tip well, my boy.
Yes, tipping is important. But I'm not good about like the mailman and the trash man and all that, the guys that you have to see on the
street. Oh, I get those guys. I definitely get the trash man. Changed my life when my mom taught me that.
I've got to do a better job. I always try to do better with that.
I ran down my postman this year. Yeah. I thought I was going to try to attack him. Because I saw him turn the corner. I missed him. Right. And I ran in the house. Because this is the first time I'm actually like seeing my postman on a regular basis.
Right.
Because it's the first time I've owned a home. Right. Really? Right. So I run around the corner with a little card in my hand, and he's like, is everything okay? And I was like, I didn't want to miss you.
Do you have your mailbox on your front porch?
Yes.
Oh, so you have like forced contact.
It's like
with
a
him.
Stoop, and he knocks on the door every time he comes.
Yeah, we have Maddie, the centralized mailbag mailbox.
We are running.
Oh, we're running late.
We're running so late.
Very late.
We love the mail service.
I'm going to monitor the timeout. Apologize. Let's get Maddie in here. Maddie, how are you doing? How's your world going?
Good. I mean, I'm unemployed, so I don't really have many stories like Ashley.
Yeah, but you're in school. Yeah. Slaying the dragon.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Traveling to different states on your parents' dime.
Maddie,
living the dream.
Sorry.
Don't feel bad for her. She's going to Boston every other state every weekend.
She's got a great internship.
Yeah.
Great internship.
Do have a great
She's
internship.
She's white. Things are all good for Maddie.
Everything's so, coming up, Maddie.
Everything else okay, Maddie?
Yeah, can't complain. Yeah. You know,
Are you still active?
No, this is the time we break.
Yeah, okay, this is the time.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Maddie's unemployed.
Sorry, Maddie. We'll check back soon.
It's great when you're unemployed. You can't be undertipped.
I had an American University classmate that I saw at a hockey game years and years ago. Funniest line I ever heard. I said, hey, how's it going? We graduated about a year earlier. He said, I'm between my first job, which I thought was very we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I took a pain pill before this week's show. Why, you may ask? Well, I was attacked by a dog. That's right. I cheated death. All that and more on this week's episode of Cake and Cookies.
That dog's a jerk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Dog?
attacked by a dog.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Why should you purchase the TMOS Bonus Show? Because if you like our daily program, you'll flip and love the bonus show. It's all your favorite TMOS things distilled into a sensational sixth hour. No commercials, no censorship, freewheeling, 100% organic. It's a weekly comedic journey, and we never know where we'll end up. It's great. You'll love it. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages and start enjoying it. We'll be doing one today. They're always unique. They're always fun, and you're going to love it.
News.
Tips. Most of us could use a break from the New England Patriots. So, Boston, this one's just for you. The last year in Tom Brady's life is being turned into a book and a movie.
Ugh. Oh, boy!
Oh, God. Everything from his Deflategate suspension to racking up his fifth championship with a historic comeback in Super Bowl 51. New Englanders will probably see this as a classic underdog story.
Of course.
Let's be honest. What it's really about is the guys on top staying on top to the chagrin of Roger Goodell. There aren't any. I don't know if it's to the chagrin of Roger Goodell.
Who's going to play Giselle? Giselle?
No.
Giselle
Melissa McCarthy. We'll play her.
Hey, now I'm watching it.
Me too.
There aren't any other details yet other than it's being written by a guy named Paul Thomasy, and it's in good hands because he wrote Air Bud.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
It's the 1997 boo. Classic.
Air Bud, as a younger man, showed so much promise, and it just wasn't what it was.
It really yes. showed promise to you?
As a, really as a younger man. Promise.
Yeah, of course.
Hotels.com recently asked 8,400 people what celeb they'd most like to travel with, and of the male celebrities, numero uno, Tom Hanks, with 32% of the vote. George Clooney is second, followed by Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, and Justin Timberlake. Jennifer Aniston is the most popular choice for a female travel companion. She has 29% of the vote. Jennifer Lopez is second, followed by Ellen DeGeneres, Selena Gomez, and Beyonce. In the poll, you couldn't just pick anyone. There were choices. It's unclear how many, but it was probably something like 10. They didn't release all of the results, but the top five male celebrities accounted for 118% of the vote, so apparently you could also select more than one.
It would be fun to travel with Beyonce because I could see her being so easygoing.
Also, do you think there are a bunch of rubes that said, oh my God, Tom Hanks played Sully. He knows how to fly a plane for safety's
sake. If we get Tom stranded Hanks, on an island, yeah. we're going to live. All we need is a volleyball.
Tom Hanks can survive in any circumstance. We'll be all set. He can live on a desert island.
Yes.
He can live in a terminal. You know,
he can live in an airport terminal.
He could run cross country.
That's right. He can create the t-shirt that says S happened.
That's right.
We'll see. A 38-year-old woman named Lucy Brown.
Lucy Brown.
Well, she's bad, bad Lucy. No, she's from London. She met a guy on Plenty of Fish last week. That's the site, Ooh. The website, the dating site. They went on a date to a bar, but when he contacted her about a second date, she said she wasn't interested. So the guy sent her a long text message asking her to pay him $53 for her half of the first date.
Wow.
Here's the quote. I really liked you and saved up some money to take you on a nice date. As it didn't work out, I'd be grateful if you could send along something to contribute for the drinks I spent on you, thinking I'd at least get to see you again.
Wow.
Well, here's the deal. Lucy actually sent him the money. She also donated the same amount to a donkey sanctuary, which, first of all, is apparently something that exists, and second of all, is a not-so-subtle message that she thinks he's a jackass. Here's to Lucy Brown.
That's excellent. Oh, you know, I'm not sure awesome. I would ever date a girl that I met on something called Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
It's very popular. It's very free, too. It's for skinflints.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's me.
When someone tells me they're on, Plenty of Fish, I'm like, really? You can't pay for the premium. You know what
Go
I mean?
For it. Yeah. Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of
Pony,
Fish.
Pony, have you ever been on Plenty of Fish?
I looked at it. It seemed a little
skeezy.
Below. Yeah,
skeezy. It's like 8-bit.
Pony.
This kid officially won Valentine's Day this year. His name is Zach Peterson. He's a high school senior in Holman, Wisconsin, just north of La Crosse. He showed up Tuesday with 625 long stem roses so he could give one to every girl in school. Oh. All of the girls lined up in one of the hallways to get a rose.
It's a numbers game.
And
wow.
He got a lot of hugs in return. Some of them even cried.
Ah, because they had to hug him.
He wanted it to be a surprise, so he didn't even tell his sister, who's a sophomore. He used a bunch of air fresheners to mask the smell in their house. He says he ordered the flowers in bulk, and it cost him about $450. He then spent 8 hours over the weekend trimming each rose and making sure they were all perfect before he handed them out. Zach Peterson, way to go. You're today's hero.
He's going
to
be turning away trim until graduation.
He's going to get plenty of fish.
Yes, he will get plenty of fish.
Hey, that's right. I heard he likes the mail, man. According to a new study, Alaska is the state where you're most likely to catch an STD. We talked about that in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Alaska's number one if you hook up with someone. Researchers looked at stats from the CDC, state and local health groups, and social media surveys. The 10 most disease-ridden states.
Yes.
Oh, you can't. Look, when this shows up, I feel it's a public service.
Big win.
You're really serving.
The 10 most disease-addled states are Alaska, Louisiana, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Carolina, Georgia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Alabama. I'm really surprised that they didn't make it into our peninsula. I'm very surprised. Here are the states where you're least likely to catch something. The number one, of course, it's New Hampshire. That's it, because everybody's frigid up there.
Don't touch me there.
The rest of the 10 cleanest states are West Virginia.
Woo! Really?
It's sheer population.
Maine. I got to give a ding to Maine. Vermont.
Ooh. You ever catch a social disease?
That's right, Marcus. You represent Vermont to us.
You have to wrap it up so you don't contribute to the population of VD.
You have to bag it twice. Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Jersey. New England represented.
I can't believe New Jersey's on there.
Hey,
Jersey Shore.
Dan O'Brien.
Good for 10 STDs.
Dan O'Brien's pure blood.
And now a little something. A guy in Boise, Idaho named Adam Pearl came home on Tuesday and realized someone had broken into his place. We don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's in his 40s. The burglar. There were footprints in the snow outside his door and a bunch of scratch marks around the lock on his gun safe, so he knew someone had been there. The guy who broke in didn't get the safe open and only took a few things from the house. He could have stolen more, so it's weird that this happened. They noticed when they finally caught the guy a few hours later that he had a bunch of tiny scratches on his hands when they arrested him. So they asked where they came from, and it turned out he got attacked by Adam Pearl's pet squirrel. The squirrel's name is Joey. Adam doesn't keep him in a cage. He just lets him run around the house. The guy said the squirrel wouldn't stop attacking him while he was looking for stuff to steal, so that's how he got the scratches on his hands, and that's why he didn't stick around longer. There is no word yet on charges. Adam ended up getting most of his stuff back. I guess we all know why Adam didn't... you know what? I'll start it all over.
Please do.
Please do. Totally fix that in post. Absolutely.
I guess we all know why squirrels are better guard dogs.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Well, the squirrels always go for the nuts. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to have a chat about the show, and it runs kind of late sometimes. We will take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here.
Yes.
On the Michael Miller Show.
Do you talk
secrets?
Oh,
new episode. Woo!
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can we?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Sad. We're still on, though. New episode this week.
That's posted. And it's a good show.
Tech 411,
tech. You can
Thank
find
you.
Out about the newest stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. My day just isn't right if I don't start it out with an amazing shave with a Harry's razor. I just got all my new stuff from Harry's. It's so
fantastic,
good.
I mean, right?
You know, I can't believe they keep the price points the way they do, and then they tweaked their product and they made it better. They made the razor actually better, and then I got the shave cream, and I've got this great face wash that they have. It's a kind of a low exfoliating face wash that's just absolutely amazing. All their products at Harry's are worth a look. They're really great. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more.
Yes.
Much more in some cases you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razor includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. It's got the brand new designed ergonomic handle. It's got 5 precision engineered blades. It's fantastic. A lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for when you travel. I shave with them every day. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll want you to try their shave set for free. You heard right, absolutely free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's the best. It's free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's get to the audio vault for Thursday, Feb 16, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Occasionally, I bring in a tape, and I'm so excited because I know as soon as it finishes, you're going to want to hear it again. Okay. Larry King is still doing a show.
Yes, he is.
It's on the internet. I think it's Aura.
Is he 90 yet? Is Larry 90?
He's got the podcast and he's got another show.
Can you look up his age for us? He had a great booking yesterday. He had Regis on.
Well, Regis is touring with Rickles down here. They're going to be down here in March, so that's probably why Regis is doing press.
And I love that Regis...
83,
Larry is. And Regis has let his hair go. It's no longer pewter in color. It is more of a pure white, and it's big and fluffy.
He's still got it. He's still got his hair, but it's snow white.
And they asked Regis, is he still in touch with Kelly Ripa?
You keep in touch with Kelly Ripa?
By the way, Larry sounds good. Just so you know.
You keep in touch with Kelly Ripa? Hi, Mrs. Zabayo.
He's very curious.
You keep in touch with Kelly Ripa?
Not really, no.
No? Did they ask you to go back even for a day?
Never once did they ask me to go back.
You're kidding.
She got very offended when I left. She thought I was leaving because of her. I was leaving because I was getting older and that wasn't right for me anymore.
She means she took it personal?
Yeah, I think so. That was 11 years ago. I
haven't heard.
Never have.
11 years ago,
you know. I'm sorry. That sucks.
It does.
I'm sorry. If that's true, and I have no reason to believe it's
that
not true.
That is a twisted.
Look, I'm all about moving forward. Believe me, I have associations that I've had in broadcasting that I do not maintain contact with. But, if you had the show where he handpicked you.
Yes.
And there wasn't
the show was built on his shoulders.
He made her.
Absolutely.
Didn't he retire when he was 80?
And also, you got to know that when he says that was 11 years ago, it was actually 6 years ago.
Okay.
Well, how do you feel about it, though?
There's a situation I think that maybe he is not as... It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate he's not as lucid as he might be. But the fact that they haven't even had him back for a walk-on some sort of shtick, least maintain contact, I'm stunned, too. But let's...
I thought he left... I'm sorry. I thought that he was pushed out.
No. I think he left when
too.
He...
I thought
that's what I remember.
Gelman
we were a big thing on the air saying, whoa,
I think
what happened?
I recall him leaving because he wanted to leave, and I think it was when he was 80. I think that was the reason he left.
That's why I thought he was 80. I'd really love to know more. I'd love to. But, kudos to Regis for not doing the company line.
Right.
You know? And they never asked him. He's been on other shows. He was
Letterman
a lot.
Letterman a lot. And, he's there. He would be the perfect stunt cast they do it on the Today Show, a real news show. Stunt cast him for a week. It would be fantastic.
Yep,
but anyway, let's listen to Larry's voice one more time.
You keep in touch with Kelly Ripa?
Do you keep in touch with Kelly Ripa?
If you don't keep in touch with Larry King, there's a good reason for that. But, Regis went through him, and the long-suffering Regis Philbin.
Exactly.
Who knows? I mean, it's interesting, but that just stuns me.
When you show a radio, a still shot of you on the radio as a broadcaster, I'm like, man, you paved the way. And Regis had that background, right?
Oh, yeah.
Regis. The thing about it is, she's really, really good at keeping that clean as a whistle image.
Yep.
And usually, you never know what's really going on there. But I am stunned at that. I would think just out of pure courtesy. Sounds like he wants it. But, he might have been an ad, too. You don't know all the story.
Well, I don't think he's smart enough to be an ad.
But her co-host leaving now makes a little more sense.
It does.
Strahan bolting as soon as he could, And I don't know.
She's
man.
Probably not charming, but neither was Kathy Lee.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of required for that.
Do you remember
job.
How beloved Rosie O'Donnell was when she first started?
Oh, yes. When she started and she pretended to be that way, yeah,
and wonderful, and then she turned into this monster
harpy.
I think it. You know, it's I don't know the pressure of daily television. I don't know whether that is. I mean, it's
I don't
tough
know if it's
to
the pressure
maintain.
Or if it is the DNA required to handle the job in the first
and
place.
To get to
Can
that
I give
level.
A shout out to a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for?
Yes,
and,
you're gonna make me blush.
I actually met through through his wife, but Craig Melvin, who's on NBC and does an anchor,
yes.
Yeah, oh, he's awesome.
On MSNBC. I think Craig Melvin is has as calm and informed and intelligent a demeanor as any
Sweet
anchor
delivery.
I've seen on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped him a line yesterday to tell him that and how appreciative I was of the work he did. And he was very, very kind to get back to me. And I want to say thank you for that. That was he said it meant a lot that I said that. And I appreciate you getting back to me. Check out Craig Melvin.
He's great.
I see good things for that guy. I really do. He's got this way. He can do a ball-busting interview, but do it in a calm way. And we need that. We need guys that have that
kind of... I was watching him just yesterday.
Yeah. You got two guys floating around right now. You got Craig Melvin and Jake Tapper that do a really, really nice job. And then there's Don Lemon.
Don Lemon is certainly Don Lemon. He's the best at being Don Lemon. Do you remember a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, Lady Gaga was on Saturday Night Live, and I brought in her isolated vocals.
Yes.
From when she sang, and this is the song, Ayo. We play this as a rejoinder record all the time.
I can't wait to cast my
And you hear a little bleed on the drums because it's a live performance.
Tell, I got it covered. City
so her voice is solid as a rock.
Yes.
But what really was fun yesterday, someone found isolated vocals of her at the Super Bowl, and I was chasing them around the internet because as soon as they'd post them, they'd be pulled down for copyright infringement. I mean, it was like Raiders of the Lost Ark, but I was able to snag a little bit. She was singing at the Super Bowl. She was performing. And keep in mind, after she flew in on cables and ran that stage, she still sounded this good.
If I had a, yeah, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. You've given me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Given me a million. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem
better. Isn't that amazing?
I know there are her detractors out there, and I'm always surprised. I think she's got tremendous talent.
I do, too.
I don't get that. I don't get the people that don't. The people that hate her, are they because the whole meat suit and all that crap? Is that why people don't like her?
I suppose, but you know what?
Haters.
It got us to know her name, and now we can know the talent.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Hey, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Isn't that awesome?
So
and what
beautiful.
I love about that, and I don't know that a lot of people grab it onto the first time, she is literally out of breath when she's singing, but she's still hitting every note, and that is skill. That's awesome. Love
Rob, you sound smitten.
I like her a lot. I would like to be
time.
I would like to be Lord Gaga.
Okay.
All right.
You like that Grammy suit she wore, don't you?
That's nice. You know, she has a lot of range. Love a woman in a hat, so very Vogue.
Okay, calm down. All right,
very good. Let's talk for a second briefly. I know we're up against the clock here. Match Game is back. Match Game is great. I was hesitant to jump on the Match Game bandwagon.
Yeah, you hated the first one.
But they've gotten, and you know what it is? They're letting Alec Baldwin be a dick to the contestants.
Awesome
when
sauce. I gotta
they
watch
deserve
this show.
It. Because you know what? If they're a good contestant, let them go. But he's gotten away from his pre-planned zingers.
Okay.
And now, listen to give this guy Tim a hard time.
Okay, Tim, Dave said my wife lets me know what kind of romantic mood she's in by hanging a road sign on the bedroom door. Last night, the sign read, open for business. Open for business.
That's so graphic.
Okay. The road is open for business.
You know, skill at poker and skill in a game show are two completely separate things. A road sign would normally mean, like, direction? Well, something that the government or some authority would put on a road.
Let him go.
Yeah. Is that a good point? It's also too late for you, Tim.
That's beautiful. See, that's fun.
That is funny. And when the contestant said, that's a good point, and right away Alec Baldwin says, Is that a good point? He is really right. I love it. Don't miss it. Must watch TV in my house.
When's it on? Where do you find it?
10 p.m. Wednesday nights. On the American Broadcasting Company.
ABC.
Let us close with this big fast food news. I know Oscar loves the fast food world, the industry, food. This is big news.
Burger King is reportedly close to buying Popeye's chicken.
Ooh.
Wow, Burger King must be really drunk.
So true. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. Hope you have a good day.
Yes.
Yes,
sir. Positive.
Don't be afraid. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Pony Boy, this is Mike O'Mara.
Sick burn.
To join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.